Theoretical recap. The /etc directory is the heart of Linux system configuration. It contains critical files, user accounts, /etc/password, /etc/shadow, network settings, service configurations, firewall rules, and repository definitions you manipulated in earlier lessons. Losing or corrupting /etc can render a system unbootable or insecure, which is why backing it up is a foundational security and DevSecOps practice. The mental model is simple. A backup script is an automated routine that copies a source, here /etc, into a compressed, time-stamped archive stored in a safe location, ideally with integrity verification and log output. Think of it as a repeatable, deterministic snapshot you can restore from at any moment. You already know the bash building blocks: variables, loops, and conditions. A minimal example combines them with the tar command. /!/bin/bash. src:// etc. /var/backups. stamp:%y%m%d%h%m%s/tar/czf/dest/etc/stamp.tar.gs/src. Common mistakes to avoid: running the script without root privileges, many /etc files are unreadable to normal users, forgetting to check whether the destination directory exists, hardcoding paths without variables, ignoring error codes, and never testing the restore. A backup you cannot restore is worthless. Always verify exit status, after critical commands and confirm your archive is not empty or truncated. Workshop brief. Your goal is to design, write, and test a robust bash script that automatically backs up the /etc directory into a compressed, time-stamped archive, with basic error handling, logging, and a retention policy. This workshop puts into practice the bash scripting concepts from your previous lessons and connects them to a real system administration and security task. Start by planning your script on paper. Identify the source directory, the destination directory, the naming convention for archives, and how you will detect and report failures. Decide where logs will be written and what information they should contain: timestamp, success or failure, archive size. Next, implement the core logic. Your script must verify it runs with sufficient privileges, create the destination directory if it does not exist, produce a compressed tar archive of /etc with a unique timestamp name, and check the exit code of each critical operation. Any failure must be logged clearly and cause the script to exit with a non-zero status. Then add value beyond a naive copy. Implement a retention policy using a loop that deletes archives older than a defined number of days so the disk does not fill up. Add a simple integrity check, for example verifying the archive is readable with tar/tzf, and record the result in your log file. Make paths and thresholds configurable through variables at the top of the script so it is easy to adapt. Finally, validate your work end-to-end. Run the script, inspect the generated archive, read your log, then simulate a failure, for instance an invalid destination, to confirm your error handling behaves as expected. Perform a partial restore of at least one file from your archive into a temporary directory to prove the backup is usable. Document your reasoning and the choices you made in a short README.